Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 172 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you'd like to join me on social media as well, here are the two spots to do it. Facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, or you could find me on Twitter at the handle @PatFlynn. So I'd love for you to come on by. Check it out. Now, let's get to today's question from Kristen.
Hey, Pat. Kristen here. My question is about a comment that you made in one of your podcast sessions. You noted that you've outgrown Bluehost to host your website, and I was just wondering what that meant or what it looked like, and how do you know when your site has outgrown its hosting company? Is it about the number of visitors within an hour or within a day or a month? And then when you transition to a different hosting company, what is that like? What's that process like? And is the price point much different if you're going to a company that can house more traffic and content? Thank you so much for your time, Pat. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all that you do for all of us listeners out there. My website is called Will Travel for Vegan Food, and I'm happy to report that I've just wrapped up 2 years living out of a van, traveling around the country, inspired so much by you. Thank you again for all that you do. Catch you later. Bye.
Hey, Kristen, thank you so much for your question today. And before I get to the answer, I just want to thank you so much for what you said there. I mean, first of all, thank you for, you know, giving me a little bit of credit for what you've done, but just thank you for taking action. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I'm here to guide people. I'm here to answer questions, and I'm here to provide all the information I can, but nobody finds success without the action that's taken or the execution. So Kristen, as much as you want to give credit to me, I have to give credit back to you because you were the one who actually implemented. So congrats to you. Congrats to everybody else out there who's taking action. I mean, that's what it takes to succeed. And you know, I'm just inspired by that, Kristen. So thanks. Now to answer your question, what does it mean that I've outgrown Bluehost? Yes, I've mentioned that a few times. And what that basically meant was I was at a point where I had optimized my website for speed, yet I still was getting a little bit of slowdown. And it was due to the fact that I was getting a ton of traffic. So I had my site up for a couple of years using Bluehost, which was great. It's the hosting company I recommend if you're first starting out. If you'd like a special price, go to askpat.com/Bluehost. You'll get it for $3.95 a month, I believe, which is like hardly anything at all. But I got to a point where my business, you know, was growing. I knew where it was headed in the future, and I wanted to be smart. So before sort of any, you know, incredibly just downer outages, I thought ahead and I was like, you know what? It's growing. I'm not really exceeding my bandwidth, but I'm getting close. And, you know, I had thousands of people coming to the site a day. I just kind of knew it was time to upgrade. And so I upgraded. So the logical steps coming out of shared hosting, which is the, you know, Bluehost. And I will say, you know, at the time, Bluehost didn't offer these other things that I'm going to be mentioning as far as upgrades. But they do offer them now. They have dedicated servers and things like that. So if you are already on Bluehost, you can upgrade within Bluehost, which would probably be the easiest transition. But I will talk about the transition out of Bluehost into another server later. Now, I still use Bluehost for a lot of my other sites, a lot of my niche sites and stuff that's not getting quite as much traffic as Smart Passive Income. But with Smart Passive Income right now, I am using Linode, Linode.com. And that is for a dedicated server, which means there's one server at their location hosting my site, and that's it. It's not sharing it, you know, like with Bluehost. If you're first starting out, your host server might be serving many other websites, including yours. And so you're all sharing that sort of bandwidth that comes to that one host. But if you have a dedicated server, you have just one sort of box that is dedicated to your site. And so you have increased resources, increased speed and capabilities with that, but of course, increased costs as well. So to save costs, before you go from shared to dedicated, you can go from shared to what's called a virtual private server or a VPS. And so coming out of Bluehost, I went to a company called Servint, Servint.net. And they were great, and you know, things were good, and the virtual private server was fine. And then I kind of outgrew that, and I could tell because, again, I was optimized on my site for speed, but the speed was still slow because it just wasn't able to keep up. And so I went to a dedicated server on Servint.net as well. I switched from Servint to Linode because of some things that happened in regards to a site outage. And it, you know, it's not very common with this company. Servint.net is a great company. For the time I was there, it was amazing. I know a lot of other people who use that same company, so that's one you can go to if you want. However, I had some issues with their customer service when my site was down. It took a week to get my site back up, and that never happens, they said, but it happened to me, so I just had to leave. I just couldn't. I just was not happy at that time, and you know, this was March 2013, and I remember because I was in San Francisco shooting video for my book, Let Go, and I was just like, so concerned about my site the whole time. It was down for a week, and everything else that was on that server was down as well. And I lost about $12,000 to $15,000, so I just couldn't have that. But again, Servint.net was a great company, and they have since put things in place to stop what happened to me from happening to other people. And so I was sort of happy to be that person to make that happen so everybody else wouldn't have to go through what I did. So I just went to another company. So Linode.com is where I'm at now. And so anyway, the transition, whether you're going from Bluehost or any other hosting company to another one, you know, it's a little bit difficult. And so my best advice to you is to have somebody help you or tap into those customer service, you know, people in those companies to help you as well. Servint.net helped me transition really easily from Bluehost to Servint.net, and the same from Servint.net to Linode with the guys at Linode. Although I did have a person helping me on my team at that point, so it was even much easier at that then. But it kind of works like this. So you have your host on company A, right? It's hosted there and your site's up. And basically, you kind of create a duplicate site on host B. It's the exact same thing. I mean, maybe you change things around if you want to do a design upgrade or two, but I wouldn't do that. You know, what happens is you essentially just copy the whole thing onto this other server on this other company. Just it's the exact same thing. And currently the internet, quote, the internet is pointing to site A. Anytime someone goes through your URL and that address, they go to the server that's hosted on A. It does this using DNS or domain name servers, which then sort of, it's like it maps the IP addresses. It's a little technical. Actually, it's a lot technical, so I'm not going to get into that. But essentially, you change your DNS to point from the old IP address or the old server A to the new IP address on server B. And then that's the transition. And so that's essentially how it works. And again, it's a little bit technical, and I've had issues in the past, although if it's a good hosting company, they will help you. And in most cases, they will because they want your business. So that is how the transition works, and that's what I mean by outgrowing. Sorry, I just dropped something, my pen. I just outgrew these companies, and you know, if you're looking ahead and your business is growing and you know that you're going to be serving a lot more people, you're going to have a lot more intricate design perhaps, or you just know that you know, there's good things happening for your business in the future, it's better to look ahead and think about what might happen in terms of your site and its capabilities. And you know, it's always good to upgrade, and also it gives you a lot more motivation too, because you're going to be paying a lot more money. You know, currently I'm paying hundreds of dollars a month for a dedicated server, but of course I'm at a point in my business now where it makes sense to do that. It might not make sense at first to do that. So you have to be a little bit smart, and you might have to, you know, just see how you feel and see how your site feels a little bit. But yeah, you definitely want to upgrade if your business and your audience is upgrading as well. So Kristen, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. An Ask Pat t-shirt is definitely headed your way. Can't wait to potentially see a picture of you wearing it. That'd be awesome. We've gotten a ton of people actually sending pictures in, which is so, so cool. So thank you so much for the question. For those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and ask right there on that page. It's that easy. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and that is a quote today by Nelson Mandela. And he says, "It always seems impossible until it's done. It always seems impossible until it's done. And I love this. And this makes me think of the 4-minute mile. You know, everybody thought it was just not possible at all until one person did it. And then all of a sudden, loads of people started breaking that record, you know, the 4-minute mile. Same thing happened when we went to space and all this other stuff. So it always seems impossible. And in your mind, a lot of the stuff that you're working on in your business might seem impossible too. But once you do it, and it takes action, like what Kristen's doing, in order to do it, or it takes examples and motivation from other people who have done it before to know that you can do it, it's always going to seem impossible. But you also have to believe in yourself. You also have to believe in yourself. So cheers. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. If you have time, leave a quick review on Ask Pat at iTunes. And that'd be really helpful for the show. And also, I read those. It's quite motivating for me as well. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.